So today I've been thinking about pride a lot. It's interesting, growing up, pride was a big thing for me. It was almost like, it was a part of me, honestly, in the sense that, you know, I had pride for my name. When I was little, I was like, oh, I'm never going to get married because I don't want to change my last name. It's got to be the same. And then after kind of going through that, I, you know, with sports, just taking pride in my abilities was huge. It was really big deal. And so pride kind of absorbed me, and at the same time it was a negative, but it was also the way that I survived. It's what kept me sane, I feel like. I was not necessarily confident in myself, but I was confident in the people around me and in my ability. And that leads to, and that kind of doesn't make sense, but it does in my head, because so confidence in my abilities is, you know, very task oriented. So I put my worth, because my pride was in my abilities. My abilities to do tasks was what gave me worth. So if I didn't get a lot of tasks done, I was worthless. If I had done nothing that day, I was worthless. And that's a very, very toxic way to think, and a very bad mindset, because, you know, I had been basing it off of that, and as human beings, all of us have worth. All of us, from the time we are born, even before that, we have worth. And so, you know, in the world today, we put numbers on things. So if you look at me, and then you look at, let's say Kim Kardashian. No, Kylie Jenner. There we go. Kylie Jenner. So Kylie Jenner, 21-year-old, became a billionaire. Yada, yada, yada. Just insane amount of money. And so her worth is, her net worth, money-wise, is more than me. And sometimes as a society, that's like the deciding factor. So her net worth is more than me, and she's getting paid more hourly, is she's worth more than I am, which is false. Money-wise, sure, she makes more money than me, but that does not mean that I can't have the same drive as her. I can't have, you know, work harder than her. It doesn't mean that at all. And this is quite frustrating to me, because because I feel like there's a certain respect for people who have that money and have that success, and that uproots a lot of issues for me. And we'll talk about that later, because that's a whole nother subject. But back to the pride. So you see how this dominoes effect of me having pride in my ability makes it so that I think my worth is task oriented, and society tells me that once I get these tasks done, they'll pay me a certain amount of money. And so of course it's easy to be wrapped up in that, but we shouldn't. And as easy as it is to say, it's much harder to articulate in our day-to-day lives, but we have to, because we start treating people that way, and it's important for us to not put our worth on tasks, and there's so much liberation in that. High performers, there's a book called High Performer High Performers Habits of high performers is pretty much what the book is all about. And it's from Brendon Burchard, and Brendon Burchard's like thebomb.com. He's way legit. Well, one of the things with that is that successful people, high performers, they, it's high performance habits. Wow, I knew that sounded wrong. It's high performance habits. But, so one of the things that those people are able to have such, such an input on life and to be successful, in, you know, the basic sense of being successful, because that definition does come in different ways, but they already have their worth set. They already know that they have worth, and so they don't have to prove it, and they're able to take risks because they know if they quote unquote fail or, you know, don't meet the mark, their worth isn't changed. Where a lot of us were crippled by this idea that, you know, if we fail, we are worthless. And, you know, money kind of tells us that, because sometimes you lose a lot of money and then you go, oh my gosh, that wasn't smart. And then you start thinking you're dumb and just all these negative snowball effect. But when we realize that our worth is already determined and we are just trying to be the best that we can be and to, you know, have successes, then those failures aren't scary anymore. And we're able to look at them as growing experiences and just something that we, you know, a little hill we need to climb at the time, or a little risk that we need to take. And I think that realizing that, it goes back to the pride. It has so much humility in it, and it makes it so that once we take that pride away and we have that humility saying, you know, like, I already have worth, like, I don't have to prove it to anyone else. And I guess that kind of has to do with pride. It depends on how you look at it, how you say it. But if you just already know that's embedded in you and know that, you know, I have worth, and you leave it at that, then your pride's not going to be able to kind of poke at you and control you. And like, I know that sometimes I let my pride control me and or cripple me. And it's taking the power back when we're able to know our worth and be able to have that humility to move forward and to make mistakes and not feel like we have to be perfect and to not feel like we have to have our crap together. Even, you know, growing up, I'm now, what, an adult? And I used to think, wow, when I'm an adult, I have my crap together, right? And, you know, dating, you know, sometimes you date guys that are older than you and you go, oh, they have their crap together, I need to have my crap together. And, you know, they have years on you. And vice versa, if you're a guy and, you know, a girl older than you, or, you know, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes we feel like in relationships, there we go, this is better. In relationships, when they're older than us, you know, we have to mature up to their level, and we push ourselves to mature faster than we need to, or to act like we're mature, when we're really not. And that's pride for you. And so, just taking a step back, being humble about it, knowing our worths, there is so much liberty and so much freedom in that. And today I just was like, you know what, I want to get rid of this. I want to be free from this. And it's possible. Am I going to get it in one day? No. Am I going to have bumps in the road? Yes. You know, and I'm going to be humble enough to go, okay, and keep going. And it's exciting that way. It doesn't seem scary or feel like I'm just hopeless. So those are my thoughts, and yeah, just be excited, be happy, and be humble. You know, humility isn't getting stepped on and walked over or anything like that. Humility is letting go of that pride and that hard-headedness that I have. I really do have. And being okay, and okay being okay. You know, sometimes we're like, oh, you're just okay with what? Like, it's okay to have okay days. You know, we can always make it better, but it's okay to have okay days. And wow, I just have so much thoughts going through my head, but that's it for the day. It's a beautiful day where I'm at right now. It's hot, it's sunny, it's fantastic. So it's awesome to be able to enjoy it. So just enjoy it. I don't know. But yep, that's it.